No matter how fast time seems to fly, it's never too late to make progress, especially when it comes to building credit. Whether you're saving for a home, a car, or you just want to boost your financial health, Kickoff can help. Kickoff is the number one credit building app on the App Store, and plans start at just $5 a month. Here's the best part. No credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. It's a smart, legit credit hack with zero catch. Here's how it works. You make one-time payments, credit bureaus see your good behavior, and your credit grows fast. You can even get started for just $1 your first month. If your credit is under 600, you could jump like 28 points in your first month. With AutoPay, you never have to stress about missing a payment, so you can literally build credit in your sleep. Signing up takes minutes from your phone, and you can cancel anytime. Over 100,000 people have left positive reviews on the App Store. 98% of them are 5 stars. Take control of your credit today with Kickoff, because building a better financial future starts now. Building credit can happen faster than you expect with Kickoff. Don't wait and get your first month for just a dollar at getkickoff.com/English. That's Kickoff without the C. Get 80% off. Get KIKOFF.com/English. Once again, that's KIKOFF.com/English to activate the offer. Offers apply to new customers, first month only. Subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions may apply.
Stat based on Equifax Vantage Score 3.0 changes for Kickoff users starting under 600 who made their first on-time payment. Between January 2021 and March 2024, payment and credit activity outside Kickoff can have an impact on your credit. Individual results may vary.
Hey, y'all know what it is, man. Stop. Stop. Stop it. Look, family business, we coming. We coming to Tampa. We coming,
what, February 5th.
February 5th.
Orlando, February 6th.
At the Funny Bone. Orlando February at the Funny Bone, February 6th, family business. Hey man, the beautiful thing about family business is we family, so sometimes family got to do something and family got to step up. So we got Justin Whitehead coming in for NAB. Yep. NAB got a whole successful situation popping off, and we don't get in the way of success, man. You understand?
Family do.
He want lip fillers, we going to let him get them.
Hey, look, I don't know what the fuck bro got going on, but I know I will be with the squad in Tampa February 5th and Orlando February 6th.
We're going crazy. He ain't getting no lip fillers. He getting abs.
Tickets on sale now.
Tickets on sale, man. Get them tickets.
And then you know the Airbnb's freaky. They got freaky Airbnbs, man. These people recording everything at the Airbnb. I jack off in every Airbnb. I look dead in the mirror. Hey, this what you want? Is this what you want? who had the bomb that looked like a bottle of smart water? I need to see him. I need to meet him. I feel like sometimes y'all are precautioning for shit that ain't never happened and will never happen. Ain't no smart water bomb. Motherfucker got a Gatorade. I'll blow this bitch up. Motherfucker got a purple Gatorade.
If you out of luck and you having problems getting it up, here's what you need to do. Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. Go get you some. Said Blue Chew.com and go get you some.
Gonna you can make love to your lady.
Come on, y'all.
For a long, long time and hit her with that wood. I swear to God, I ain't lying. It's a sexual stimulant. It make your meat get hard. It's a sexual stimulant. It make your meat get hard.
Bro, look, we got some new merch in.
Man, come on, man. I'm getting a big ass jacket, man.
That jacket way too big.
Bigger than a. You know, we got all sides.
Come on, but these the ones I ordered, though. This is my size.
Oh, yeah. The perfect size, man. Where the heck you find them at?
85apparel.com.
Know what time it is. Get your shit right now.
People been asking about these jerseys. The jerseys have been restocked.
Uh-oh.
Make sure you hit the website at 85apparel.com, man. We'll be giving you $25 off every order of $100 or more.
And if you're looking for the sweaters are still up. Yep, custom fit, huh? We got them in all sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, bigger than a
Come
you
on.
You know it.
Welcome back, everybody. Another episode of English Majors. I'm your host, Clayton English. You know how it goes, man. Make some noise for everybody in here in the production. In a whole new office. We in a new office space. That's right. We moved up. We on a different floor. We in a closet. I didn't want to say it. But, yeah. We moved up, but we moved down. We higher, but we low. It's higher, but it's smaller. We in a closet, but it's all right. Nobody was using this closet, and that's where we at right now. You know what it is, man. English Majors, shout out to everybody watching. Shout out to everybody that ran the episodes up. Shout out to everybody that comes up and sees me on the street and says, hey, I like that episode. I like that one. I tell y'all, we got part two episodes coming. But right now, you see the boy, man. You see Jeff did his thing. We talking travel, man. We talking travel. This is for anybody who might be going anywhere. This is for the people that are well-traveled and the people that are far less traveled. Let's get to it, man. What we got on here? First of all, he made this TSA lady. This is Atlanta Airport. This is Atlanta Airport. What does she got? What kind of head is she? Does she have finger waves? Because that's the only thing that I can see at the TSA that makes sense. All right. How to say this? TSA people, I love y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all help me make it on my flights. A lot of times I'm in the airport. If it wasn't for the TSA people recognizing me or having a previous relationship with them and knowing something, I probably wouldn't have get through. But TSA, stop the bullshit, man. Y'all just acting. We know this shit ain't really, it ain't real security. It ain't real security. Stop all the shit. Oh, we got to pat you down over here. You got to go through the machine. Listen, man. Listen. If I made it this far, you got to get, hey, unless it's a gun, that's the only thing you stopping. That's the only thing they stopping, guns. And you can still take your gun to the airport. Did you know that? You just have to have a lockbox. Yeah, you can take your gun to the airport in the lockbox. You don't remember the dude got to the airport, got his gun out the lockbox, started shooting people in the airport? If you think TSA keeping you safe, you out your goddamn, they ain't got guns. What the fuck they gonna do? If I got one and you ain't got one, guess who win? No matter of blue shirts or badges is gonna stop the bullshit. So TSA, we respect y'all. We appreciate what y'all do. We know since 9/11, it was to scare the terrorists. And since then, it's just been to make you late for your flight and to charge more money. Take your shoes off. Where does that stop? That's what I want to know. It was one motherfucker with a shoe bomb one time, and he didn't even think it out good, bro. That shoe bomb didn't even go off. He kept trying. He didn't think you walked in the shoe all day. Now your shoe wet. You can't light a wet shoe. Come on, man. Come on. What we got? Passport bros. That's the dudes that don't get no pussy here. So they go to other countries. Is that, do I have the wrong understanding of passport bros? Because I think it started out with just dudes that like to travel and see the world. But, oh, you don't know this? This new to you? You don't know about the passport bros? Yeah, they go to the Dominican. They go to Colombia. They call them sexcursions. Yeah, they call them sexcursions. They go, and the sex, it's a little cheaper from what I hear. I hear your dollar stretch. I hear your dollar go low. I heard, you know, yeah, yeah. While over here, hey, nobody wants, women don't sell pussy no more. But they damn sure will take installments. So I don't know what that is. I guess pussy in America is subscription-based, whereas in other countries, it's case-by-case basis. You got this bitch on your bill like Netflix. This bitch right there with HBO Max. Every month, $700 to fuck with this bitch. No. Look, I'm not saying it's right, but I understand. I understand. Especially if you just can't win over here. Some of y'all, some people, look, man, hey, we need donated pussy for people who are unfortunate and not getting none. That might cut down on some of the shootings, right? The mass shootings. How many of these mass shooters done shot some shit up because that was the reason? No one will pay attention to me. Man, hey, did you try? Did you try paying for something? I'm 30. I've never had pussy. Somebody's got to die. Wait a minute. I don't think you explored all your options. Hold on, brother. Let's see. Let's see if we can get you some. You might be aiming too high. You can't. Look, man, look. Sometimes you got to know. You ain't in the top tier of the ladies. You got to drop down. Drop down and get your eagle on. Ain't that what Nelly said? Yeah. She ain't going to be fine. It ain't going to be Ashanti dropping down and getting her eagle on. But it's going to be, something that's compatible with you, hopefully. What else he got on here, man? International. Come on, we got to talk about this, man, because y'all going overseas acting a fool. Stop that. Because if they came over here and acted a fool, that's what the problem is now. Y'all saying all the immigrants came over here with gangs. How you going to be a gang in a new country? Nigga, you ain't got no turf. This is my block. Boy, you just got here. We don't want to hear none of that. You finna get ran off the block. What is you taking over? That's what I'm saying. But when we go over there, if you don't want people coming over here acting a fool, consider that when you go other countries. We're going to talk about this because this is important, because people catching cases overseas trying to chase clout, get social media points. I don't understand the new generation. I don't understand doing some shit and then you get punched in the mouth for doing the shit and then you can't understand why you got punched in your mouth. Come on. Airbnb versus hotels, that's a big one. We got to get to that. Because that hotel, it seems nice, but it ain't. Airbnb just got everything you need. You might be at a hotel, they might not have a microwave in your room. That's the worst. We got a microwave downstairs. I can let you in the break room. Bitch, I don't work here. Hotel. You probably got to smoke outside, unless you want to pay that $500 fee. Some places $500, some places $250. And you know, I try to be proactive. Sometimes I say, go ahead and hit me. Charge me that $250 because it's going to happen. But that's not how it works. They're like, well, if I charge you $2, that's if we find out you smoke. And I was like, well, I'm telling you, you don't have to find out. They don't want to do it that way. They want to charge you every time. No, I told you what was going to happen. Be clear in your stipulations. Airbnbs, are they better? I don't know. It's some horror stories about Airbnbs. Is the owner there? Because that ain't right. That ain't no Airbnb, man. I'm paying to stay with somebody. I ain't paid to spend the night. I paid to have a home and function. I didn't pay to have a sleepover with your weird ass. You in another room and keep peeping out the door and shit. Y'all need anything for you to get the fuck out? That's what we need. And then you know the Airbnb's freaky. They got freaky Airbnbs, man. These people recording everything at the Airbnb. I jack off in every Airbnb. I look dead in the mirror. Hey. This what you want? Is this what you want? Hey, man, let's see, man. Planes, trains, automobiles. Come on. Train travel. What happened? Because trains, ain't nobody moving on no trains right now. You be in traffic if they put you on a train. You are cargo. If you on a train... Trains not even cheap. You would think trains are cheap. You would think it would be planes, trains, and then automobiles, like in that order of price. But actually, trains be right with the planes. And that's crazy. It's going to take longer. And this bitch don't leave the ground. I feel like at least with an airplane, you paying for some spectacle. We finna be how high? Like, they're going to pay for that. 30,000 feet, sign me up. You ain't going nowhere. You just go 30,000 feet, come right back where you was. People would pay for that. People do pay for that. Ain't that what skydiving is? Motherfucker pay to go up in a plane and not come down in it. Bitch, I need a deal. Why we can't do that with the airline? You know how much money we can save?
Hey, it's Clayton English. Next weekend, we set to deliver some incredible sports action. And with Prize Picks, you can make it even more exciting. From the Super Bowl this weekend to basketball matchups and hockey showdowns, now's the time to test your sports knowledge and win big. Here's how it works. You pick 2 to 6 players, decide if they go more or less on their stat projections, and see your picks turn into prizes. And here's the best part. When you use the promo code ENGLISHMAJORS, you'll get $50 instantly just for playing any $5 lineup. That's a huge bonus to jumpstart your fantasy sports journey. And don't wait. Next weekend's games are calling your name. Sign up at prizepicks.com or download the app. Don't miss this weekend's packed schedule. Head to prizepicks.com or download the app. Use promo code ENGLISHMAJORS. That's English. Come on, you know how to spell it? Majors. Put it all together. One word. English majors. And turn your sports prediction into serious prizes.
Hey, my nigga, don't. Nope. Drop me off over Florida. We ain't got to land in Miami, brother. You land in the Everglades. Your ass get ate by an alligator trying to save a buck. Come on, we got the pre-check. I don't even know. I'm not pre-check. I'm clear. And what else am I? Clear and... Now you got to get a United Citizen or World Citizenship that you go through faster. Have y'all heard this shit? And you got to get a new ID. Everybody got to get a true ID coming up in 2025. If you ain't got your true ID, your ass finna start missing flights because they not finna let you on there. So make sure your ID up to date. Y'all ain't heard about this? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
What's the difference between true and real?
True and real?
Real.
What, one ain't true. The real one is just some shit you trying to pass off. It's real. Bitch, we need it to be true. No, I don't know. I honestly don't know. They remind me at the airport every time. I still ain't did it. I'm going to find out the day of. I'm going to miss a show. I'm going to miss a show. But it is real. I'm going to be right there, Sonny. Mine is real. Sir, it's not true. Bitch. All right. Let's get to it. What else we got? Oh, first class. Yeah, with the little bed. Now, first class can be coach. Them motherfuckers is sitting on a roller coaster. That is what it's like sitting on coach. Coach, you are close. You are close. Closer than close. And I'm tall, so it depends on the flight. But look, man, if I can keep my knees out the person's seat in front of me, you can keep your knee out my seat behind me. You ever had to go to war with somebody behind you? If they knees too far up, guess what? I'm coming back. And I'm coming back. And then I'm going to look back. You all right? You good? Are you good? I'm just trying to stretch my leg. Then get your ass in the aisle. All right? Let's all act like we got some sense when we get on planes, man. White people, keep your goddamn shoes on. If you want to take your shoes off, wear them ugly-ass sandals y'all be wearing, man. Put your Birkenstocks on. But just raw foot in the seat. You should be ashamed of yourself, man. There's a lot of shit we got to put up with on the airplane. That feet ain't one of them. If I see toes, I'm stepping on them. I swear, I walk the aisle just to see if I see some toes. I'm talking about, and I'm hard stepping, too, all the way. I'm going to jump up and come down on 1 foot. Ha! Oh, my bad. I ain't know. Yeah, you gonna put some shoes on. What else we got, man? I think that's it, man. We got it. You can't take knives, pills. You can take pills. I don't know why you put that on there. Pills is the one thing. That get through. That get through. And if you get caught, just take it. Take it. What's that? I don't know. You good. Nah, but the knives and... Come on, man. What liquid bomb? Who had the bomb that looked like a bottle of Smart Water? I need to see him. I need to meet him. I feel like sometimes y'all are precautioning for shit that ain't never happened.
and will never happen. Ain't no smart water bomb. Motherfucker got a Gatorade. I'll blow this bitch up. Motherfucker got a purple Gatorade that held the whole airport hostage. This is dumb as hell, man. And I got to throw away my cologne. If I spray it on and it don't burn my skin, you should let me have it. Spray it. And then your neck starts. It's acid. That's, yeah. Is that what you expect? Is that what they expect if they ever caught a motherfucker? Spray that cologne on. I don't want to. Spray it. Skin peeling. Come on, man. All right, look. Jeff, you went crazy on the board today. Shout out, Jeff. I don't know where he at. He done ran off somewhere. He probably on a plane. He probably flew. Flew the fuck out. Let's get to it, man. English majors. Let's go.
Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month free. That's right. Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you approve, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and shipped direct to your door. And it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free. When you use promo code 85SOUTH at checkout, just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 85SOUTH.
All right, man, let's get to it, man. Traveling. First, I'm going to talk to black people. Black folks. Go somewhere. Get your ass out of wherever the fuck you from. If you know anybody anywhere, go somewhere. There's some people that's literally never going to go nowhere. They not getting on no plane. They not. And look. I really can't give you no advice on plane travel or how to make it okay, but just know this. You can die anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, if all my religious black people, and I believe in the Lord, and I love the Lord, and I know when he want me to go, he gonna come get me. It ain't shit you can do to miss that. I don't know. He might have got it in for you on the ground, but you hop on a plane and he like, damn it. Boy, all right, I'm gonna let you rock. No, I'm just saying, you can't live your life in fear, all right? That ain't what he put us on here for. He ain't put us here to live our life in fear. You know what I mean? So go travel. Also, black people, all these group trips, stop letting your travel be tied up on whether or not they go. If you waiting on other people to get together and get it situated, you ain't never going to go. Because we know people ain't got the money. People got the money when they first hear about it. Right? Ain't that what they do? We going, and it's always somewhere that's, you know what I'm saying, cool. It ain't the coolest, but we going to Tortuga. So make sure you got your money in by the 17th. We going to Tortuga. And then motherfucker ain't got their money in by the 17th. And then, who all going? Now it was 8 people. Now it's 3 people. Now the 3 people that dropped down to 2. And now y'all, I guess we shouldn't even go. No, you should go. You should go. Stop going with, why the fuck you want to go with who you know? You already know them. Go meet new people. That's why y'all fall out. Women, y'all the worst at traveling. First of all, stop traveling together in big groups. Y'all got mean girl energy. We know how it is. One bitch gonna catch all the heat. And one bitch gonna be mad because she paying for everything. Because she gonna want to do the extra shit and nobody ain't gonna want to do the extra shit. So she gonna pay for the extra shit, but she gonna hold it against y'all the whole trip. And before y'all get home, y'all gonna fight. Oh, y'all gonna fight. Yeah. Because I paid. for the 3-hour jet ski excursion. Y'all wanted to do the 30 minute, but I'm the one. And now this bitch, the last night, done turned into Scarface. Who put this shit together, man? Me. That's who. You wouldn't even have a trip if it wasn't for me, man. Look at you, man. You didn't even have a passport when I met you, man. That's the problem. Go somewhere, enjoy yourself. If you don't, this is just my little advice. First of all, nobody think I'm an expert on traveling. I just do it for a living, all right? I'm not an expert, but it's my job. You understand? What I don't know, I don't know. I'm not the biggest international traveler. You know, they sent me back. I went to London. This was early in the comedy thing. Okay, so sometimes you get gigs overseas, right, in comedy. The people told me, they said, hey, you want to do a show in the UK? Yeah, I want to do London. I've been trying to do that. I have been saying it. This speaks to the power of manifesting stuff. I have been saying, I want to go to London. I want to go to the UK. That's what I said. And that's all I said. They called me. They said, hey, you got a show. Da-da-da. You leave this date. Cool. Get your stuff together. When you get to the airport, don't tell them you're there to do a show. I said, oh, why not? They said, because we don't have the work visa for you. So I'm going to give you a contact person. You call this person when you get there, and this is who you are visiting. And you're just there to visit and kick it. You're not there to do a show. I said, no problem. I could do that. You know, baby, I got a little finesse to me. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, airport, boom. I'm on the flight. I get on the flight in Atlanta. I get a call. It's the person who booked the show. They said, hey, you might not want to come. I said, I'm on the plane. What's... The first person that arrived that was supposed to be on the comedy show told people they were on the comedy show. So now they looking for y'all. And I said, well, I'm on the plane. My bag's under the plane. I don't think I could just get off this plane right now. So I'm just going to come and see, and I'm going to try to run. I got to England, got to the airport. Said, hey, I'm here to see the sights. That's what I'm here for. I'm here. I'm a fan of the Beatles. Right. I'm trying to see Abbey Road. That's what I'm making up shit. I'm saying all type of UK shit I could think of. Just trying to get, you know. And the dude was like, oh, yeah, okay, good. Come back here with me. And I said, I know this ain't right. I know anytime you go back somewhere with somebody, that ain't, you going back. You're not going forward. They brought me to the back. They had printed out the show, the flyer, had my picture on it. And I was like, oh, that show got canceled. You know what I'm saying? They called me and canceled. I just didn't want to cancel my ticket. They said, we spoke to the theater. They're expecting you. I said, I don't know why. I tried to call my contact person, right? I tried to call the contact person. I couldn't get them. The number was, it was going to just, you know, the number you have called is, I was like, dang. They sent me right back. I was in the UK at the airport for about 3 hours, interrogating me, asking me questions, all these types of things. And they put me on the next flight back to Atlanta. Now, I said I'm talking about manifestation. What did I ask? I asked to go to the UK. I asked to go to London. I didn't ask to stay. I didn't ask to go to London and do comedy. I said, I want to go to the UK. And the Lord made it happen. And he said, you're going to go and you're going to come right back. And I came right back. You understand what I'm saying? So listen, my experience, I'm not talking to you like I'm the best world traveler. Have I been to some other countries since then? Yes, and they've accepted me. Canada, they treat me very well. They treat me good. But that ain't overseas. Canada is upstairs North America. We know that. It's America's attic. We keep all the shit we don't want up there. Every now and then we want some shit from up there, we go get it. You know? That's what it is. That's what it is. But yeah, I've been Barbados. Barbados shows love. Bermuda, been there. Cayman, been there. I've been on a cruise. The cruise is another thing. Are y'all cruisers? Y'all cruising? Cause that shit, I'm not the biggest cruise person, man. First of all, the motherfuckers on the cruise are not very mobile. There's a lot of scooters on that goddamn cruise, man. There's a lot of old ass people. Like, are we burying you at sea? Some of these people, I'd be like, so you not gonna make it back. We just gonna push you in the ocean once you expire, because you are on your lifeline is trickling down. Cruises are cool because the food is always food, 24 hours. That's always something to eat. 24-hour room service. The best I can describe it is it feels like a spaceship. It does. If that's the closest I could think of something feeling like intergalactic travel. Because you out there in that ocean, and there is nothing out there. It's nothing. If you fall off that boat, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. One, a cruise ship is tall as hell. This shit is a skyscraper. If you fall off that bitch and you survive the splat, if you survive the splat, because you think it's water, but the higher it gets, the harder that surface tension get, and that's ground. It's wet ground that you sink into after you hit it hard. Now, if you survive that, then you have to survive the boat, which is moving. It doesn't look like it's moving because it's that big, but it is moving on that goddamn water. You fell off. The boat's moving. Now, somebody had to see you fall in order to even go and tell the captain. And the captain is not accessible. Like, the captain is tucked off. It's going to take your people a minute to figure out where the captain at. And they're going to go, and they're going to talk to the captain. They're going to say, we dropped, this motherfucker fell off. And the captain, what you think he going to do? Ah! You think he going, no. There's none of that. There's none of that. They had to move so far from where you are. Now, your ass a little raisin in the ocean. In the dark, if you fall in the day, you got a chance. If you fall in the day, you got a chance. But you fall at night? Night. Bro, they have to send somebody else to come look for you. The boat can't look for you? What they gonna do? Yeah. Anybody see him? Everybody with their phone light out. I don't see him. Yeah. You're gone. You're gone. So what I say on cruises, when it's night, get your ass off the deck. Get your ass off the edge. Stop looking over the edge. But cruises feel like space travel because once you're in that bunk, once you're in the room, wherever you are, you can feel that the ship's always on. Like, it feels like being inside of a, you know how the refrigerator always on, humming. That's what the ship doing all the time. But you want that hum. If you don't hear that hum, boy, hey, the power went out, you fucked. You on the Titanic, boy. You about to sink. You better find a door that floats and get on that bitch. You better get on that bitch, man. I'm not bullshitting. Ocean is, and you know they say the ocean is less explored than damn near space. We ain't explored the ocean, and I see why. Because the best you can do, you see what it is, cruising. It ain't waiting. If you in the ocean, you better be going somewhere. You better have a destination. It ain't no shit to just hang out in. So yeah, the cruise is, I can't tell you the best cruise. I don't know the best cruise line. I hear it's Norwegian or some shit like that. Carnival. Is Carnival the best? For the blacks.
Black people love Carnival.
Black people love Carnival. Mm-hmm. I am not going on Carnival. If I get stranded at the ocean, I will be eating white meat. I will say that. I'm just No, that's crazy. So Carnival, that's what black people like. Mm-hmm. Okay. Carnival, you got what, Norwegian?
They got the Disney cruises now.
That's Carnival too though, right?
The Virgin
was supposed to be official.
Royal Caribbean.
Oh yeah, Royal Caribbean. Okay. That's right. Like, that's right. You a cruiser. You be out there. How many cruises you been on?
I've only been on one.
You only been on one? Mm-hmm. You wanna go on another one?
Yeah.
You the group trip coordinator. Yeah. You be the one cussing everybody out.
I was. At the end of the night. I be chilling now.
You stop?
Yeah, I'm not doing that no more.
Did you just decide to travel on your own? That's what you should do. Yeah. You got to. Don't be scared to go nowhere on your own, man. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people be saying they have faith, right? Right? But then they got fear. So what's bigger, your faith or your fear? If something telling you to go somewhere and you want to go somewhere, go see it, man. Stop letting other people dictate it, man. I mean, so we hit the boats. He ain't put no boat up here. Oh, Jeff, I got your ass. You ain't put no boats. You ain't put no boats. That's all right. I know why. Historically, I fully understand it. I can't believe y'all be getting on cruises. Y'all niggas crazy. Y'all fall for anything. I know you better not get on that Trump cruise line. That Trump cruise line. You gonna come back. You gonna come back with a whole new goddamn job. All right. Flying, man, if you're flying, if you're in the airport, listen, few key things. If you in the airport, talk to them people like you got some sense. The reason you keep missing the flight is because you keep cussing them people out. I swear, bro. Like, you ever seen somebody talk to somebody and you be like, they not getting on? Listen. Yes, the people that work at the airport can be an asshole sometimes. But you being an asshole to them when you have a goal in mind, always put your goal first. What are you trying to do? If you're trying to get on the next available flight, use your ma'ams and sirs. Excuse me. Use phrases like that. If you a black man, take your hat off. Ball it up. Ball it up. Put it over your heart. Look at him with a sincere face. I'm just trying to make it home to my family. And you be humbled than a bitch if you trying to get on that plane. And as soon as they give you that ticket, bitch, didn't I tell you? And you get your ass on that plane. You hear me? Stop talking to them people crazy at the airport thinking you're going to get somewhere. It's not going to work, all right? And it's also airline travel. This is for all the people when I'm getting on the plane. Yes, I'm supposed to go before you, okay? Stop. We all gonna get on the plane. I'm just gonna go before you. All right? Don't ask me. Are you Sky Priority? Bitch, I'm Priority Sky. If you don't get the fuck out my face, my middle name Priority, bitch. Clayton Priority English. Move. Don't ask me shit if you don't work there. Now, if I get turned around, that's humbling. Because it's been a few times I thought I had Sky Priority, and I forgot I'm flying a different airline. I always got Sky with Delta. With Delta, I'm Sky Priority. I flew American one time. Them niggas don't give a fuck. American, like, get in where you fit in. Them niggas do the seats like musical chairs. If you ain't got one by the time they ready to close the door, you got to get on. And fat people be the craftiest. Fat people on them airlines where you got to sit first, they be the craftiest. They try to get in somewhere, especially two fat people. Them motherfuckers sit two sides and ain't nobody going to sit in the middle. Man, move y'all big ass out the way. Who do that? Who do that? What you doing?
Get on the plane first,
man. What you used to do?
That was Elliot.
What you was doing?
So Elliot was equipment manager. So sometimes, like, we would, you know, like, talk to the people at the gate.
Yeah.
And they would give him an extra seat, and he got a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just always his person.
They would give him an extra seat?
Yeah.
Oh, because he was...
We just used whatever we could.
He used the seatbelt extender.
Whatever we could. Mm-hmm.
That's how you know if that seatbelt extender, that's what people ask for when they too big for the regular belt.
He don't need that.
That's what you said. What are we talking about?
That's what we used.
Oh, y'all used it. Don't give up the sauce. You all right? Next time they finna back charge y'all. You finna get an invoice from the goddamn airlines. It came to our knowledge. That this motherfucker's really not obese. He's just been using it to his goddamn advantage. Stop the shit, man.
That's funny.
The airport, great. Hey, man, I get a lot of love in the airport, so I appreciate it. I love it. Also, hey, once we in the air, when the little cart come by, wake me up. The fuck wrong with y'all, man? Only old people will wake you up. Do y'all know this? If you sit next to an old person, they the only people that's considerate enough.
Did you want anything?
I said, man, thank you, Gertrude. Yes. Yes, I'm about to die on this motherfucker. I'm sleepy, but I still want snacks. Them motherfuckers will look at you. Motherfuckers will come. You wake up, niggas drinking soda, eating peanuts and shit. Oh, damn, they already came.
Oh, yeah, I saw you were asleep.
Boy, fuck you. You could have grabbed some extra. I do that. I grab shit for the whole aisle. Everybody need to be good. We gonna survive on this aisle, especially if I'm on the exit row. I tell the bitch yes before I sit down. Yes. What are you talking about, sir? I'm on the exit row. I just want you to know I am willing and able to open the door. First of all, niggas gonna have to follow me. If some shit happen, I'm out first. And also airplanes. Hey, man, I don't know how much more it's gonna cost, but we don't need flotation devices. If in the case of a water landing, your seat can be turned into a flotation device. Bitch, what about a ground landing? Give me a parachute. Bitch, if you can make the seat float, you can make it float. The bitch, it should float wherever. It should float in the air. It should float in the motherfucking water. It can be one and the same. We just asked out. In the case of a water land, okay, but if we hit that pavement, you ain't got nothing for us then, huh? Okay. That don't make sense to me, but hey, what do I know? What do I know, man? What's y'all favorite airlines? What y'all fly? We if you in Atlanta, you flying Delta more. You like Southwest? Why is that the thing you like? That's the part everybody hates.
It be based on your boarding group.
Might not be available.
So huh?
The window seat might not be available.
Yeah. So you just can rush in there and get a window before.
No.
No. Give me wherever I'm at, that's where I deserve. With Delta, I looked at it. I saw it. If I book late, I don't get no good seat. I get it. I get it.
But do y'all think the cheap airlines really save you money? Because you got to pay for the bag. You got to pay for a carry-on. You got to pay for a check bag. Sometimes you got to pay for a better seat. Sometimes you got to pay. Everything you got to pay for, it be them little transactions. So, you know, the Spirits, the Frontiers, okay, I'm not no Sadiddy motherfucker. Short flights, yes, I do that. I can do them. I can do a Spirit. I can do a Frontier. Four or more? No. No. I can't. I can't do that. When you pull the tray out and it sit on your stomach, when the tray touch your chest, you too close. And they trying to make them closer. Y'all heard that shit? They trying to maximize airplane space. So now they going to have it where you sit, you face this way, this person face this way. Yeah. And then they do that and fill that whole bitch up. Yeah. That's what they trying to do. Because first class don't matter on them little planes. But them big ones with the little pod, with a little door on it, where you can goddamn lay all the way back and curl up, yeah, that makes a difference. I feel like if it ain't that first class, they should not charge you. Like, it should be half class. It ain't first class. I'm just in front of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing better. I just got a little more room. Like, if I got a lot more room and I can flex, like that, you know, when it's one of them where it's the little pods and you feel like you ain't even supposed to be looking up there. Like, you be looking up there and the motherfuckers be, what the fuck is he looking at? I know he ain't coming back here. And then when you get there, that hotel, that Airbnb, Airbnbs are better if you could do it. I think the prices need to come down and they starting to see that. And Airbnb is just going to give you more of a home feel. Hotels are great to be near the venue, or if you need to be near somewhere and you got a quick turnaround, hotels are great. But if you spending the extended time there and you going somewhere nice, I say get an Airbnb, man. Get you a little culture. Get you a little of the city that you staying in, hopefully. You ain't get the Airbnb way out. You know, get it in there. What other travel tips I got for people, man? Vitamin C. Take that shit like a motherfucker. You finna get sick. If niggas was taking vitamin C, we would have never had a pandemic. Y'all niggas don't eat oranges. That's the goddamn problem. You done got away from orange juice. Every morning you at Starbucks drinking coffee and sipping shit that ain't supposed to be sipped that goddamn early. Caramel macchiato. Cold foam whip topping, and then you're on the plane with a fucked up stomach. Bitch, I know what happened. You drink hot milk. You drink hot milk with caffeine in it, and then got on the plane with the rest of us. Look, man, plane necessities, the Tums, vitamin C, get you a hydration pack, something with electrolytes, and get you like some elderberry gummies or something. And that's how you stay well. Especially if you're doing it a lot. If you're in the airport frequently, because the airport nasty, man. You really see how nasty motherfuckers are at the airport. From taking their shoes off to little kids wiping their nose on you. Little kids wipe their nose on anything. I saw a little boy wipe his nose on the window. I said, nobody gonna tell him. Didn't nobody wipe him off or the window. And if you got a snotty child, wipe his nose, man. Wipe his nose. Crying babies on the plane is a part of it. Don't get mad at that baby. If you mad at that baby, you a fucked up person. Because that baby don't know what's going on. I'd cry too if I shit on myself. Shit on myself and unaware of how to do something about it. Dogs? Man, some of these dogs ain't supposed to be on the goddamn plane, man, and you know it. All these service animals.
This nigga need a seat. You got a Great Dane with his nuts out. A Great Dane is his nuts are eye level with a sitting down human. And you got this motherfucker on the plane with no drawers on? No, he need a seat. All them labradoodles, any doodle with a vest. They slap a vest on him. You can't even control the motherfucker. He ain't even doing what a service dog is supposed to do. He jumping at people. He's excited. Bitch, he's supposed to be calm. He's supposed to calm you down. You got the wrong dog. That dog needs you. You the service animal, nigga. You put on the vest. You put on the vest, because that nigga lunged at me. And then you know them people, you can't pet their dogs either. You got to ask to pet them. Can I pet him? Motherfucker told me, you can pet him. I don't want to. I want to pet him. Oh. Fuck him. He don't want to be here. Think about that. You got a service dog to keep you calm on a flight. How often do you think dogs fly? How often do you, how calm do you think this nigga gonna be? If your ears pop, what is like when a dog ears pop 30,000 feet in the air? Nah, man. And wash your dog's ass. I don't know if that's you or the dogs. Y'all smell the same. And them little ass dogs, if they could fit in a little bag, I'm for it. I wish they could put them big ones in a bag. Zip this big motherfucker up, man. This motherfucker keep drooling on me. This is dumb as hell, man. So you can just fly with anything. Anything a service animal now. I can show up with a rooster. He makes sure he keep me awake. He makes sure I get up on time. Man, fuck y'all, man. Everybody can't have a problem. Animals solve the problems now, huh? What is the rules? What is the rules? Where will they stop you? What animal is they stopping off top? If you come in, they letting dogs ride. Like they letting dog, like pit bull sized dogs ride. I've seen golden retrievers, no seat, just sitting at the feet. I'm like, this nigga's in the way. He in my foot space. What's the limit? If a nigga come on with an alligator, they gonna let him. His mouth rubber band shut. His mouth rubber band shut. I need him to be comfortable enough to fly. What are they stopping? What if you Asian and you got a pet bat? They gonna let you on that? We not stopping that? At what point? Shit out of hand, man. What else we got on here? Smuggling, who put that on here? That's not what I wanted to talk about on traveling, but if you a mule, I don't know. Put it in your ass. I don't know. Ain't that what they do? That's crazy. That's how they got your boy. Your boy from the Fugees. Well, both of them, John Forte and Prize. John Forte got caught moving the liquid cocaine. Through the airport, frozen liquid cocaine. And he wasn't even no drug dealer. He just knew the people that had it, and somebody kept pressuring him to, you know what I'm saying? We need to do this, and he did it, and then they... Mm-hmm. It ain't worth it. It's somebody gonna tell. Because somebody ain't built for it. Especially at that airport. Whoever gave you them buddy passes finna snitch. Them buddy, hey, buddy passes is the biggest finesse. That was a good 2010s finesse. Cause motherfuckers will put you on that bitch and it worked for a good 3 months. And then they get cut off and you cannot contact that motherfucker no more. Good times. If you ever get the buddy pass, make sure you use that bitch. Use it. Abuse it. That's what it's there for. All right. Atlanta, everybody say Atlanta the worst airport, too. That's what people from other cities say. I think it's a great airport. It's big as fuck, unnecessarily, but is accessible. We got that train to get you there. Some airports, big as fuck, and no access. They give you the little George Jetson moving sidewalk. Bitch, this ain't helping.
The moving sidewalk.
This ain't helping. Anyway, I encourage everybody to travel. Go somewhere you never been. Do something you never did. And have a goddamn story, man. That's why a lot of y'all dull as shit. Talking about you're bored, because you're boring. You ain't been nowhere. You ain't had no experience. And if shit is fucked up, that's an adventure too. Some of the best shit can come from a fucked up trip. A fucked up trip actually make you closer with who you went on the trip with. A good trip, you're going to be the same when you get back. A fucked up trip, when y'all come back, you like, man, we almost ain't make it. It's different. It's different. And my passport bros, y'all go over there, man. But, hey, play by their rule, all right? I know. A couple of my homeboys got kidnapped. Mm-hmm. Huh? Grown kidnapped, yeah. Because they were trying to get some pussy. Didn't want to pay for the pussy.
That's crazy.
They thought the bitches was vibing. I said, them bitches was charging. Nigga got held hostage for the pussy fee. What the fuck? Nigga called me to help him. I said, hey, man. So what you need me to send? They said, man, he said, he needs about 300. I said, well, did you get some pussy? Tell him to give you the pussy first. I'll send the 300. Tell him. Nah, but you got to be careful over there. There's a few people that lost their life trying to go, because we get it. We say it, especially those of us that grew up on hip-hop. It's a hood everywhere. Everywhere got a hood. You want to go see the hood? No, you don't. No, you don't. Some places, you don't want to. You need to stay your ass out the shit. Or go with somebody who actually got some interest in you that actually care about you making it back. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm going to say. Passport bros, y'all be... And y'all going to the... Y'all know, some of y'all going... Y'all ain't going for the pussy. Y'all going for the pussy. And yeah, that's what they doing. Lady boys. Motherfucker be in the Thailands, in the, you know, what you went for. They tell y'all, I like fireworks. No, nigga. No. But also, shout out to my Filipinos. That's not all that shit is about. You know what I'm saying? But that's what them freaky motherfuckers be going for. So, all right. Let's go, man. We about to hit the office hours, man. We got office hours. We got questions. I hope I cover some stuff. If you thought you was finna get a National Geographic travel show, that's not what you finna get. Because I can't show titties on here.
Bro, look, we got some new merch in.
Man, come on, man. I'm getting me a big-ass jacket, man.
That jacket way too big.
Bigger than a... You know, we got all sides.
Come on, but these the ones I ordered, though. This is my size.
Oh, no, the perfect size, man. Where they can find them at?
85apparel.com.
Know what time it is. Get your shit right now.
People been asking about these jerseys. The jerseys have been restocked.
Uh-oh.
Make sure you hit the website at 85apparel.com, man. We're giving you $25 off every order of $100 or more.
And if you're looking for the sweaters are still up. Yep, custom fit, huh? We got them in all sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, bigger than a
Come on.
You know it.
Office hours, you know what it is. This is where I take whatever questions you ask and I provide you with some advice. It's not questions and answers, it's just questions and advice. That's all it is, man. That's all I can do. It's provide you with a little insight, and maybe it'll help you through whatever situation you got going on. And, you know, we try to take the questions on topic, but my audience is ADD and very off topic.
And I love y'all for that, man. And for real, all my ADD, ADHD, whatever the fuck, people, you know that's our superpower. And use it to your full advantage. Go ahead. What we got?
Okay. So we got a shout out first.
Shout out?
Yeah.
Who shot me out?
This is coming from Jay Badge.
Jay Badge.
Yep.
Okay, Jay Badge. What he said?
Jay Badge says, on behalf of all of us security guards who don't be doing shit at work, we need 2-hour episodes.
I'm working on it, Jay Badge. You see, sometimes these bitches be a little long. They be a little longer. Now, I ain't gonna lie, my production team be mad than a motherfucker. You should see Sonny's face when I go over on a segment. But I'm doing it for y'all, okay? So I'm trying to sneak it in longer.
That's crazy.
I've been working with y'all the whole time, brother. Even though I don't know you, I know you. You understand? So if you see a long episode, just know I'm doing it for y'all. All the security guards, late night security guards. Shout out to security guard. I never worked security. I got a security job, and then I didn't go. I just never went. It was one of them things where I had another job, too, and it was one of them things like, do I really see? I know I'm not going to stay up. I know it. There's no way. There's no way. I would get fired because they would think I was on heroin. They'd be like, he nods too much. Every time he's in the security office, he has to be on. No, I can't. Hey, man. After a certain time, if ain't shit going on, I'm going to go into sleep mode. I'm still up. I'm just in sleep mode. All you got to do is hit the mouse. I'm going to come up. That's all you got to do. I'm right there. I'm charging. What else they got?
All right. All right. This one's a little... All right, this is coming from...
Yeah, that
Yeah. It's coming from Shania.
Said,
it's coming from Shania.
With a lot of grammatical errors.
It's coming from Shania in L.A. All right, she says, last time, my friends and I went on a group trip. Three of my friends had sex together. The rest of the trip, they were stuck at each other's hip. I'm not against it, but then they started leaving us to go away by themselves, and it was making it weird for everyone else. Now that we're back, I felt weird about hanging out with them. Am I wrong to say something?
Yeah, you're wrong for not saying something when it happened, because you wanted to fuck too. And three people is already an odd number. And so you just felt like they didn't include you. You could have been included in that. That's what it sounds like. Now, hey, because what's the problem? You mad that your friends fucked on a vacation? You mad that your friends fucked and didn't hang out with you as much? Do you be fucking? Because maybe it was just, you know, y'all didn't have shared interests. But it sounds like you wanted to be part of the toss-up situation. I need more information. That's the thing. I'm gonna say it. I love y'all. But on this office hour shit, I hate y'all because y'all don't provide enough context in these questions. You only provide a portion or a part of your side that makes you sound how you want to sound. I need details. How many of y'all was it? Three of them was fucking. How many wasn't fucking? Was it two on one? One on, what was the numbers? Was it two dudes and one woman and you a dude? You're tripping. You're tripping. You are tripping. You need to figure out what you really want out of life. No. All right. Hold on. I'm trying to get the math right. They said it was a girls' trip.
Yes, it was a group trip of three.
No, it couldn't have been three.
It says three of my friends had sex.
Right. Plus, it was a group trip.
Plus her.
But she didn't give me the number of the group.
Right.
So all we know it was four people. Three fucked with each other. Didn't she say it was a girls trip? She said it was a group trip.
Group.
So we don't know the group. And what you look like?
What you look like. And that doesn't mean anything. People hear that and they be like, oh, so you trying to know. What I'm saying is, what do you look like? Because depending on what you look like is what you can provide. If you ain't the best looker, be enthusiastic. Eat everybody. You be Miss Pac-Man. You eat everybody. You eat your way out of that maze. You hear me? Do you understand? Okay? I need context. That's the thing. I ask for context. They never follow up with what really happened. But it sounds like she wanted to be involved in the freaky. And she didn't while she was there. And now she's like, I can't even look at him the same. If you would have got your pussy ate, you would have you wouldn't have no trouble making eye contact.
Okay. All right. What is your favorite travel destination thus far and why?
Favorite travel destination thus far. Let's see. Man.
This is Ange in Austin, Texas.
Ange in Austin.
Yep.
It ain't Austin. No, I'm just playing. Austin is cool. I fuck with Austin. But let me see. I guess I'm going to have to say, because like I said, I'm not the most internationally traveled. I told y'all the story. I told y'all how I got sent back. Despite some bullshit, despite other shit, I think it's going to have to be one of them islands, man. Probably gonna have to be like, I don't know, man. Bermuda was cool. Bermuda was, yeah. The first time I went to Bermuda, we did a lot of like crazy stuff. Jet skis, like, and they was like hood jet skis. Like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was like, they ain't got no brakes. I'm like, is that how they supposed to be? Because this shit fast. Like, but we went on like a long, like they showed us like the whole, like, we saw shipwrecks, all type of stuff. Like you could hop off the jet ski at certain points. Don't let the bitch float away too far now. Because I don't know how your swimming is, but you're going to have to get back to that bitch. But you could jump off, you could swim down with fishes. We seeing all types of little sea turtles, man. I say that and Kauai in Hawaii. Kauai, the island that's the Jurassic Park island. That's the island they shot some of Jurassic Park there. It's the untouched island. It feel prehistoric. It feel ancient. It feel kind of charged up. It feels spiritual. I talked to my grandma out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hurt her very clear. And it was dope. So, yeah, I would say Kauai in Hawaii and Bermuda. Yeah.
All right. This is the last one. All right. This comes from James from Santa Monica. And they say, I know for comedy, you travel a lot. I'm starting a new job that is going to have me traveling a lot as well. When you're packing, what are your three must-haves that you cannot travel without?
Gotta have that charger. I mean, that's period. Like, I don't know what, I mean, some stuff goes without saying. I don't know if you want little, I don't know what you want, but you better have that goddamn charger. You do not want to be out there fucked up. And then you gotta buy one of them cheap chargers. Man, it costs so much. And it fuck your phone up.
Yeah.
Your phone ain't never been hot before. Now your phone burning up your pocket. Because you done charged it with a bullshit charger. What else I need out of town, essentially? Not too much, man. The little healthcare regimen I told y'all. Get you some vitamin C. Make sure you're well wherever you're fucking going. You know, get you some vitamin C, some elderberry type stuff, and hydration stuff, and Yeah, and then, you know, I don't take it with me, but I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. Now, if you don't find it, now, don't go crazy trying to find it. Let it find you. That's the thing about weed. If you a real smoker, it's going to find you. Don't break. When you start breaking your neck, that's when you get got. That's when they hit you with the bullshit, all that shit. So that's my three travel things, you know what I'm saying? So charger, little vitamin C pack, and goddamn the gift of gab and a little game when you go somewhere. Yeah. That's all we got. Okay, look, also, before I get out of here, because that'd be a disservice to people, man. If you're going to another country, fucking act right, man. Act right. You know what the fuck acting right is. We got to the point where people act like they don't know what the fuck acting right is. Motherfuckers act the ass and then, what did I do? Well, I don't know. What did I do? You know what the fuck you did. If you did, it used to be a time when you did some bullshit, you ran. Because you knew you did some bullshit. I don't know where the new shit came from where you do the bullshit and then you sit there with the camera and act like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I made fun of, what's the boy's name? Johnny Somali. Look, let this be a case study in what not to do when you go to another country. Johnny Somali, if I'm not mistaken right now, he's being held in South Korea, awaiting trial. And I don't think he get a trial till May 2025 to be in a foreign jail. And they charging him with shit. They talking about North Korean propaganda. I said, is the nigga North Korean? He's not. But he's just over there harassing people. And if we got any footage, please show it, because he went to Japan and did the bullshit. And Japan was a little bit more polite. But Japan was, you know, the police was like, hey, man, you need to get the fuck out of here and stop doing that. He went to South Korea with it. South Korea, different. Y'all be thinking all Asian people the same. South Koreans on some pull-up shit. They was pulling up on the live, and I'm talking about they pulling up with punches and kicks. First of all, Asian people aggressive. To put a jump kick into your fighting style, that's like no other culture put jump kicks in their fighting style. You know how mad you gotta be at a motherfucker to run, jump, and then kick them with the force of your jump and the kick? Like, this is what they doing. They pulling up on Buddy. Fah! Like, they Asian people do aerial combat and they can't fly. If that don't tell you nothing right there, it should. It should. Leave them alone. Leave people alone. Stop going to places and messing with people, man. You hopping on the train. All that shit in New York, that shit weird. All that dancing. Harlem shaking. You done grabbed the shit and flipped over and... That shit is not normal. Don't go overseas doing that shit. They're going to shoot you. And I think that's the thing to be trying to keep people safe. They're not going to hurt me. I'm American. They don't want to hurt the tourism. They not going to kill you, but they're going to hurt you. Y'all not from that area. Y'all don't remember. It was a boy, white boy, went over to Singapore and did some spray painting. And what's the punishment for spray painting in Singapore? You get caned. You get caned. What you think that mean? They give you a stick to walk around with? No. They take a bamboo cane, they soak it in water until it's pliable and like a whip, and they hit you with several goddamn lashes from this big-ass piece of goddamn hollow bamboo-type shit. And he got them lashes, and... he didn't cause trouble since. That motherfucker became a model citizen. He started recycling. He volunteers at his local old folks' home. That's all I'm gonna say. When you go somewhere, man, be cool. Represent us. If you black, if you going somewhere and you black, don't give them the goddamn stereotype and try to record this shit and see how they act and then be why they looking at it. Give them you. Give them you. Because we've been great everywhere. Motherfuckers love us everywhere, low-key. Don't let the world, don't let the shit have you fooled that motherfuckers don't fuck with us. They fuck with us. Now, some places they don't now. Now, some places they don't. But a lot of places, they do. And everywhere, they women want to see. They women want to see what's up. You go to Scandinavia, yeah, you finna get some smirking, working. You finna, you hear me? Skirking, dirking, yeah, you, yeah. Swedish chef around this bitch. You're gonna be eating. Hey, look, that's it, man. English majors. Y'all come back next week. We have a whole nother episode. A whole new board. Y'all know what it is. Clayton English. English majors. Brought to you by 85 South Show and the Children's Television Workshop.